Wow, was that a good time or what? I still appreciate that time. Now, we ended on some really sweet notes too, because Tango's End, and I'm actually in that last song, one of my bedroom songs from way back, so that one gets me every time I just sit down, take a deep breath, I'd get up for the old Westview on everybody. But I tell you, he's so good when you're understanding, when you get to know him, you understand why the room gets excited. Amen. You know, we sing God is holy, and one of the best definitions I've heard of the word holy is a cut above.
A cut above.
God is holy. Like you might have a friend and he's like really faithful, or she's really faithful, and we've been friends for a long time, but God is faithful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody might be really good, but God is good. Yeah. Just a cut above. And it's amazing because he said, you be holy for I am holy. That's not some rigid commandment that puts us under pressure and sets us up to fail. That's actually the Lord releasing a reality. There's a potential in our lives through the work of Holy Spirit that gets us to actually make known and manifest who He is as we realize that in our lives. And I'm just excited about that. That's the stuff that was on my heart. I got so much in my heart, it's probably going to get longer. I'm trying to stay calm. I don't know why. It's because I'm listening. I don't want to make a mistake. I'm excited on the inside. I'm excited. Because our lives, guys, our lives have so much value and so much purpose, and we haven't really understood that. Like, all the years and generations of man and rebellion and wars and murders and stuff and sin and stuff and people saying one thing and doing another and all the stuff that we're aware of happens all the time, every day. God hasn't changed.
Nope.
Amen. God hasn't changed. Like, no one has had the ability to change who He is. And that's why He has the ability to change us. But we gotta make sure this thing isn't just some rule we're trying to follow, and oh, I gotta straighten up, I gotta turn a new leaf. And what we're talking about seeing who we were always created to be and understanding who He intended us to be from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm gonna talk about just for a little bit. I'm gonna talk about how that works and why we're all on the planet, okay? I know there's people from all different backgrounds. Man, I'm just glad you girls are here and you guys. The last time I was here, it was probably different folks, but was any of you here when I was here last time?
Woo!
You were?
Yes!
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's good.
Any of y'all here last year when I was here?
Woo!
Yeah? Okay, good. I'm just glad you guys are here. Boggled my mind that y'all were able to come and wanted to come. And it just humbled my heart, because don't get nervous about this. Listen, sometimes you can look, you can see, oh man, I came from the prison or something. And the Jesus said, you don't ever judge by outward appearance.
Yeah.
You see, you always judge with righteous judgment. You always see a man for what he's created to be,
yeah,
what he's intended to be by God. You don't see a man for where he's been and what he's done. You see a man for what Jesus has done, where Jesus has been. Because that's where you find the potential of that person. If you just focus on the wrong somebody did, you'll never look deep enough to see that they have created value and purpose and destiny. And the more they begin to see who they're created to be, the more they'll walk in grace to become that very thing. And that's why he died on the cross. That's honestly, people, we got to graduate. Look, I know there's a lot of different circles, backgrounds, and denominations in the room. I can tell it in my heart. We have to graduate from a gospel that just fixes the things we broke.
Yeah.
A God that just pays the bills, keeps us protected.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us are disappointed because we don't feel like the bills are quite paid, and we don't feel all that protected. Sometimes then we say, well, where's God? What's going on? And all of a sudden, we just have this God in place. We preach these sermons that paint this picture where He's just always serving us, and He's always benefiting us and doing something for us. And that's not the strength of the gospel. God does things because of His nature, but the strength of the gospel is He transforms us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We got to get a million miles away from just messages that benefit us and don't transform us.
Yeah.
So you got all your needs met. You got every egg in the basket, and all your seeds are calm, and you got offense in your heart and judgment, and you're just a people in this from falling out.
Come on, man.
Run.
That's not free.
Yeah.
That's not freedom. If you're living, he said, she said, tit for tat, I feel Haitian, that's not freedom. No, son, you're only as good as they're doing you.
Wow.
And you're only doing as good as it's going.
Yes.
And that's why people that go to church regular live up, yep, and down, up, bend down. And you ask them how they're doing, they tell you their two biggest trials and say, keep me in prayer because I'm spiritual.
Wow.
You're right.
None of those reasons are why God sent his son.
That's right.
God sent his son to get us out of darkness and into the light.
Amen.
To get the old man off of us and his feet.
Oh, yeah.
So we can walk in the light as he's in the light and have true communion and co-union and fellowship with one another, because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us of all sin.
Amen.
1 John chapter 1. Oh, it's there. I read this book in front of me. It changed my life 24 years ago. I'm pretty excited to die. See, we've gotten tricked without realizing it in a lot of ways. Just going to church instead of becoming there.
Yes.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we get good at going to church and we get good at doing church.
Woo!
But if we fail to become there, mm-hmm, walk in the light of season, why?
That
would become love and live in the freedom that we see in
you.
I mean, isn't it amazing that when you start singing about Jesus, like you I know some of you experienced this tonight, and when we got heavily into some of those songs that are rich with revelation, something just happens in the room.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Something, you feel something in your own heart. All of a sudden, you just feel all that, you know?
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if you try not to, you know. Something just going on. And that same God made us for his image, wants to live inside of us by the personal power of his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And shine through. Not to, through.
Amen.
Everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And if we're not careful, we'll just let that old fallen thing called self-centeredness, what about me, well, I feel, well, I don't think, well, that hurt, that makes me mad, I'm ticked off. That thing that we've all called normal, it has nothing to do with why any of us are on the planet.
Amen.
Absolutely.
None of it's normal, it's self-centered, it's zero, and in the end it'll mean nothing and reproduce nothing.
Amen.
In fact, it'll have cost you everything in a vanity way.
Yes, come on now.
It's not why we're on the earth. We're on the earth to shine. I'd show you tons of scripture, man.
Yeah.
We're on the earth to shine.
Yes.
We're going to let our lights sunshine.
Amen.
Yeah? Matthew 5, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I thought you were the light of the world, Jesus. You're the light of the world.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
He's right.
Yes.
Don't you try to correct him with your doctrine.
That's right.
Jesus is right.
Yes.
He said, you are the light of the world. So if you ain't shining, you're missing the point.
Yes.
So if you've got an attitude, you can do that Bible 3 times in 3 years and you can quote 1,000 scriptures, but you can't walk in love, you don't understand why you can't. Religion has eaten you up. Know about God is in the place of knowing God, but knowing God changes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, yeah.
Yes.
There's no one on the planet that truly has this, people, and doesn't have this.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
The whole point of this is this.
Yeah.
And if you got your heart hurt and hard and you can't forgive and you ain't letting go of this and that and they done you wrong, you're letting men have the power to decide who you are. Decide you, then you're letting what they don't see decide what you do see.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's the light of the world.
Yeah.
And then he said, you're the light of the world. Matthew 5, where? Verse 14? I think it's there. He said, your city set on a
hill
cannot be hid. Says, ain't nobody lights the lamp and sticks in an eyelash.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you what, I grew up my whole life, makes me want to cry right now. My whole life I grew up, and all I heard was messages, took me to heaven. Forgave me sins and took me to heaven, ain't nobody told me I could shine.
Wow.
Nobody told me I could love one another. Nobody told me that I could take no account of the suffering wrong and cover the multitude of sin with love and let mercy triumph over judgment and actually walk in the very heart that God loved me with, Satan. And nobody told me that the Spirit of God in me could live through me and manifest who He is by the way around me. They just made it all about Him fixing the things I broke and forgiving my bad things so I could go to heaven someday. Nobody told me heaven was going to live in me and could actually flow through me and I could see Him live through
me. Amen.
So my days of being angry at you are over. That power. I'm not going to sell cheap. I'm the more with the price than I'm not buying. I'm not living for a better day if things will work out better. I'm living for a transformed life.
Yes.
Listen, guys, I say this everywhere I go. If I woke up for you to do me right, then only as good as you're doing me.
Wow.
And then you become the reason for who I am and where I am and why I am. I'm not selling it cheap anymore. The way that it seemeth like to man and never produces life. And all of a sudden I have three excuses for why I ain't shining. All of a sudden I got a miserable attitude that's tearing people down. And I got three justifications for that attitude, and that attitude needs to die. Amen. And all of a sudden I got my issues. You don't need issues, man. They're not producing life. They're allowing you to stay there where you're at, and then yesterday is always tomorrow. Come on, unforgiveness is a wretched thing. Who's ever lived in unforgiveness? You can tell me you were absolutely blessed and then you were thriving and you couldn't wait for another day.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah. You agree with me? Frustration, discouragement, arguments, pride.
Yeah.
Contention. Who can honestly tell me when you're living in those things and you're aware of those things that you feel blessed and extremely excited about life? Why? Because they're anti-productive, they're anti-Christ, they're anti-why we're here.
Yes.
But we all grew up in them thinking they were normal when everybody's that way. Yeah. Well, I got good news. That one we sang to tonight, called the Living God, He ain't that way.
Yeah.
On my darkest day, He didn't lose sight of who I was created to be.
Amen.
On the day I deserved judgment, mercy overtook me.
Amen.
When sin was abounding, grace came greater. Why? Because He said, boy, I've known you from the beginning. I know why you're here. In fact, I'm responsible for it. Life came for me. You don't even know who you are, but I do. And I'm going to love you. What I see.
Yeah.
Now that's what happened to me 24 years ago.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with me. What's wrong with me is I see you different now.
Come on.
And I didn't fly all the way down here to scold you, spank you, preach at you, or shout at you. I came all the way down here to hopefully just tell you who you are, why He hung on that cross, and why your life is so worth living.
Yeah.
No matter what mistake you made that society remembers, because there's folks out there that made mistakes that never got surfaced.
Uh-huh.
That's why self-righteousness is just a wretched thing. Everyone in this room has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Everyone. So see, so it doesn't matter if you're wearing something that says you messed up. Because Jesus hung there and said, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they do. What's He saying? If they really knew who they were, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
Woo,
they wouldn't be thinking like they're thinking, they wouldn't be acting like they're acting. Their heart wouldn't be in a place it's in. A I'm telling you this thing. He says, forgive them, Father, they. A lot of this thing has to do with blindness, lack of understanding, deception. And if we keep preaching the gospel and don't really manifest what it's here for, if it's just about being forgiven and going to heaven, praying a prayer someday and getting your name in a book called Life, so when the bell rings, you're out of here, we're going to miss why we're here. What's the matter if I go to church for 50 years? Never miss a Sunday. Actually, plunk into that basket faithfully every week and thrown into crisis and respond like a man that never went to church. Get done wrong and live done wrong. Get betrayed and live betrayed. But I'm at church. Church is not a place, it's a people.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the whole reason we don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together is so we can stir one another up in love and good works. We turn it into blessings and provision and protection.
Yes.
And because that's our emphasis, there's even people among us discouraged and mad at God because he hadn't been pulling through.
That's correct.
We make promises that he didn't make. We preach messages that he didn't preach. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you can listen around. You can just listen around and find what's out there. And you'll find I'm not too far off on this. 90-some% of the messages benefit the listener without transforming.
Wow.
And if you did that to your children, they'd say shame on you for spoiling that.
That's right. Ooh. That's right.
The whole reason he came was to transform our lives. Why? Because guys, every one of us was born into a lie.
Amen.
We were born into a life apart from God. Not one of us knew or had a clue who we were from the time you can think back and remember. You didn't know who you were. You needed love. You needed value. You needed stability. You needed to feel important. You needed to feel precious. You needed to feel something good. And a lot of us didn't have those things in our lives. How to get that way? Called sin. It was Adam in the garden separating himself from God for sin. We're all born into Adam. You must be born again. We turn that into a theological prayer instead of a revelation of the heart that changes my motive in life.
Wow, that's good.
Come on. Man.
Come on, if I'm born again, I've died everything that I was and everything that I was living. The why behind my life, the reason for being behind my life has to be changed.
That's right.
All of a sudden I get up with a different why. I have a different thing going on in my heart. All of a sudden I'm not waking up for you to owe me or you're still deciding me and ruling. And all of a sudden I'm only as good as you're doing me. I'm as strong as the weakness I'm surrounded with. And then you become my excuse for me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You ever run into that?
Yeah.
People just bitter and angry and frustrated, and they have the whole story laid out like it was yesterday and it was 7 years ago.
Wow.
Every detail rehearsed.
Yes.
Qualifying. And the best they usually run into is sympathy, and somebody says, oh, I just can't believe they did that. And then they empower them to say that. Because they know if that was their story, they'd be that way too. And all of a sudden, they can't even help them. Because they can't see past the pain. Wonder if Jesus took on that attitude. Whoever feels like, honestly, without being condemned, who feels like you've done the kingdom of God wrong in your life and you've been outside of him? Wonder if he did what we do to each other to us. What if one of you girls would come to him broken and he said, girl, are you kidding me? Get real. I'm supposed to forgive you. I lost count how many times, sister. You ate out. And it's good I don't sober. You kept me up. I'm ticked. He said, girl, you know you knew better. No, I don't care about me. You knew better. What more do I know more about than I do, Lord? You ain't letting me decide your life. You're running your own way. Run to me trying to die. Trust you, get out of here.
Amen.
Wonder if he treated us like we I wonder if he didn't let mercy triumph over justice.
Wow.
I wonder if he just gave all of us exactly what we deserve. See, to find the truth, you gotta look to.
The truth.
Yes.
Amen.
To find how it's really supposed to be, you gotta look to the truth.
Yes.
And he's the person. Come on, that thing I grew up believing gave me permission to do everything but who he is.
Amen.
Be real with me.
That's true.
Everything but who he is. That thing I grew up believing, just life teaching me. Homeschooled in the wrong home. I never did no study, no lessons to be angry. Don't be wrong, I'm angry. Don't even do me wrong. I would still be angry just because I'm angry. Get off my back. Oh, my God. It's angry. Fuck you. Fuck you. And all of a sudden, it's just normal and natural to be moody and emotionally driven. Why? Because we have no strong identity, foundation, and purpose.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we don't have to live that way.
Yes.
Honestly, you don't even have to believe me in another time or tell. I'm telling the truth. Because
yeah.
If you're just moved by things and stuff, you're not seeing something clear. If you're just letting everything matter more than what matters most, we need a revelation.
Amen.
If all of a sudden all you're doing is as good as it's going, we need change.
Yeah.
I wish we'd just forget about just praying for better circumstances, because then what you're saying is your circumstances are going to decide you.
Yes. Amen.
Come hell or high water, I'm going to shine. I'm going to love God. I'm going to walk in mercy. I'm going to make peace. I'm going to have joy in all my life. I'm going to have joy in all my life. Listen, I did not wake up for things to go right.
Amen.
I woke up to be more like Him.
Yes.
I woke up to need You. I woke up to love You.
Wow.
And that changes everything.
Yes.
If I'm serious, I'm sincere, and ain't nobody looking, and that's my prayer motive, there's grace on my life that I've never had before. And all of a sudden, the day doesn't move because He already has.
That's right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonder if you let the gospel teach you that every day you wake up, it's a gift. And you have one more day to shine.
Right.
One more day to walk in righteousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
One more day to make peace. One more day to show mercy.
Yes.
One more day to make known His grace.
Oh.
Wonder if you let the gospel teach. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? If you could wake up and have communion and fellowship with God, seek first Matthew 6:33.
Yes.
The kingdom of God.
Amen.
And His righteousness. Wonder if you could wake up and seek first His ways. I wonder if you let the gospel change the why behind your life. I bet that's born again.
Amen.
I bet born again isn't a spiritual position. I bet it's a mentality and a perspective.
Amen.
The just shall live by. I wonder if that's a perspective. I wonder if that's a new view called the faith. Understanding why I'm here and why.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would change some things, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And even if you'd be a little testy with one another down there, and then bring me right back, and you go, oh, wait a minute, she don't know me nothing. I don't let my preferences be lower.
Yeah.
At the expense of everyone around me. And we'll take a humble seat. We'll show mercy, make peace, and love. Sounds like somebody I adore.
Sounds like somebody worthy of worship.
Who said in the beginning, let us make man in our image and in our own likeness. In the next verse, He did it. So if I'm reading my Bible correct, the whole reason man's on the planet is to be found in His image. So no wonder life feels tough and a grind and a challenge, because we're living it outside of why we're here. There's no grace on our life.
You're right.
God would empower you to travel a road you're not created to travel.
Yeah.
That's why people are dry cups in everybody's face.
Come on.
Wow. That's why we're so dependent on one another. That's why most of our relationships, we say, I love you. It's really, do you love me? Two people making children together, now they can't even stand one another. Why? Never was love. It was, I need you from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Why? Because love never fails. It's all right. Don't get nervous. I'll feel it when you get a little funny. I feel all friendship. It's all right. This is still real. You're not getting for you then, but change where you are if you're still there.
Amen.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? I love you. Do you love me? All you're saying is, I love you for me.
Yep.
I love you as I love you.
Come on.
You know what it means? Doesn't seek its own. Takes no account. How much account? No account of the wrong done to it. Not the misunderstanding done to it, the wrong.
That's right.
We ever do God wrong? We already raised our hands. And love covered a multitude of sin. Man, that's honorable. If it's possible, I want to live that way. Any man can have a hard heart. Any man can live in vengeance. Any man can live in retaliation. And don't matter how we learn this, guys, come on, don't matter how bad you are, somebody's badder.
Huh?
You knock four down, somebody will knock you down. It's like, what's that? What are you accomplishing? You gonna get to heaven and see who's who? No, he's going to go, ooh. It's just true, man. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just too easy to have an angry heart, judgmental heart.
Yes.
You can just sit and listen to me right now. And then what? You're trapped in your own little self.
Yeah.
And what have you produced? What can you pass to anybody? What would you love to see about your life in everybody else? See, you better be real with me on this stuff. Because when you're just snapping in attitudes and groaning at whatever attitudes you're down a dozen, you're not walking in the light. There's nothing worth falling by. Right. You're reduced to life. It's all about you. And you're not even free or blessed.
Wow. Yeah.
And all your joy depends on circumstances and how you're treated.
Wow.
Instead of what you see. It's the joy of your salvation.
Come on, man.
It's joy unspeakable. The angel said, I bring you good tidings, good news, a good message of great joy.
Yes.
Great.
And it'll be to all people. That's why they just live by faith. So who's going to grab the message and let the message supersede the circumstances?
Yes.
Who's going to let the truth outweigh the natural tendency of reality and get sucked into life the way it is and push and shove and need and ooh and ah? Who's just going to go ahead and get this thing and start seeking God and waking up every day for the right reason? And just start waking up every day to shine. To walk in love, nobody owes me a thing. What if you bring that into your marriage where nobody owes you a thing? Your wife, your husband didn't owe you a thing. You just woke up to shine. You just woke up to be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
He said, well, anyway, you're going to take advantage of me like that. Turn me into a doormat. Jesus wasn't a doormat. He laid down his life.
Yes, come on.
He's faithful. We just sang it and you can feel it in the room.
Yeah.
Because he's all that and way more. Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I just flew down here to cheer you on and tell you you're worth the blood of Jesus to him.
Amen.
To God the Father, you're worth the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus is strange. He's not an Easter story. He's not a baby in a manger. He's the living God, Jesus, the Son of God, who was and is to come. He's the name above every name, right?
Yes.
So you can scripture and go, oh! If this is real, he is a bad dude. Jesus is so good. But at one point in time, he chose to come. By the person of the Holy Spirit. Here's a young 25-year-old girl. Mary was even a lot younger, right? Now, she just looks sweet and innocent and amazing to me, right? So Jesus says, okay, I'll go in her. Holy Spirit comes, boom, they've already talked, of course. Hey, I'm a medicine, we'll come. You know, he's going to be telling me that child, he's going to be Jesus, he's going to name him Jesus, man, you're out there. She says, be unto me according to your word, Lord. Okay, just be a good Mary. And Jesus comes, he doesn't just pop up in the wilderness 30 years old, ready to roar.
No.
That's right.
He's the Lord. He was and is and is to come. Nothing was made that wasn't made through him. He's the Lord.
Yes.
He holds all things together by the word of his power.
Yes.
He kicks Satan out of heaven, and there's no thing he can do about it.
Yes.
There's a third of the angels that fell with him, and there ain't no strategy they can come up with to take heaven back. Because Jesus is a bad dude. The Son of God. Now he's a fetus in a womb for 9 months, rolling around. And he's coming through her birth canal, born of a woman. Why? Because he believes the value of man, the created value of man, apart from sin,
yes,
is worth paying.
Wow.
So he came and did it as a man.
Yep.
He didn't take a shortcut. He didn't just show up in the wilderness 30 years old, Star Trek, beamed up, and then die unjustly and shed his blood to forgive sins. No, no, no. He came as a man, came and was born of a woman. That is radical.
Yeah.
Don't get religious with me.
Yeah.
Don't get churchy with me. If this thing is real, that's extreme. That God would put himself in a human being that he created.
Yes.
To become what they were. So the price could be paid to restore them back to what they were intended to be.
Yeah.
See, I'm just done being owned.
That's right.
We think we all in control.
Come on now.
You ain't talked to them for 3 years. You think they're winning. That person you ain't talking to has been writing your script for 3 years.
Wow.
Take a picture, they'll sign their name at the bottom because you're a product of what you despise. And if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be all the things you are. None of it's producing fruit.
Come on, man.
And you think you're in control.
Come on.
You're being so deceived.
Right.
That's why unforgiveness is so wretched.
That's right.
Because it keeps the offense alive.
Yes, come on.
Forgiveness is so amazing. What a gift. Because it renders the offense as if it never happened.
Amen. Come on.
And you say, well, that's just going to enable people to just, no. It's the goodness of God that leads men to change. And the people that it enables to do that are just going to miss the mark by a million miles. Why are you going to let them or they're not decide where you are?
Wow.
He puts himself in a young lady. She gives birth to him and calls him Jesus. He has to be nursed by her. They didn't have tangles and puppies with sticky Not at all. Can you imagine in those days? They didn't have the stuff we have.
Yeah.
Wrapped in little swaddling clothes, just strips of rags and stuff all pieced together. There's times as long as a holder and the little bottoms are sticking out. Less messy. He chose the power of man to fulfill what man thinks. To model a life that we were all created for, but he would have never said, follow me. He just said, be impressed with me. When he says, follow me, man, he's inviting you into his life.
Yes.
He's saying, the things I do, it's in your Bible, the things I do, you'll do if you believe.
Yes, right.
So if you were the enemy on the earth, what would you attack, especially in the church? Men's belief system. You get them to fight tooth and nail and build a building on every corner and manifest and never walk in love.
Come on.
And do church 3 times a week and never walk in love.
Wow.
Yes.
He modeled the life that we were created for. He showed us what life looks like in the Father apart from sin.
Yes.
He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's the righteous judge of God in this room. We all know we've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He's willing to see us as if we've never had. He wants us to start there and run well. Not make up for lost time. Start where he finished. Start here.
Yeah.
Free. Forgiven. Accepted his son.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He doesn't want you to wake up in the morning and try not to sin. He wants you to wake up in the morning and enjoy being his.
Yeah.
And understand the why of my life and have a different reason for being where it produces fruit unto God. John 15, verse, this the Father's will please in you. Bear much fruit that your fruit would remain.
Yeah,
he ain't talking about having a good day. He's talking about transformation.
Yes.
He's talking about your fruit remain. When you see him, what you see is what you get.
There
you go. Walking in love. They're taking no account of suffering wrong.
Yeah.
See, that's how you know. When you're betrayed, in life, if you live betrayed, you just reveal that you don't know him. Well,
yes.
You can sing, you can read your Bible, and you can pray all you want, but the goal is knowing him. John 17:3, this is eternal life, not a prayer that takes you to heaven when the bell rings. This is eternal life, that you might know him.
Yes.
The only true God.
Yes.
And his son, Jesus Christ, to be sent. What's the goal of the gospel? That you might know him.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Knowing him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Knowing about him can puff you up in pride and make you religious.
Yeah.
Anybody in today's society can stand and preach a sermon. You can preach a sermon and not even know him. You reveal if you know him by how you love.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I got scripture for you. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. Because love is of God in everyone. Everyone that loveth, born of God and knoweth God. He who doesn't love just doesn't know God. Doesn't say you don't go to church, don't pastor, don't lead worship, don't go to mission trip.
Read.
That's right.
He just said, if you don't love, there's one reason, not two. One, not two. There's one, not two. You don't know him. Which is such incentive because that means I can't know him without being so inspired and changed by him that I draw him.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's why knowing him is eternal life. Because it makes me one with the eternal one. And it was that way from the beginning. And we got tricked into praying a prayer to go to heaven.
Yeah.
And not even addressing some of the old attitudes that don't produce the kingdom. But some of the old excuses of the flesh that keep me the same, even though my confession has changed. Who really wants what you got if they can't see it in your life?
Wow.
And all of a sudden, it's just a theology we're preaching and we're trying to get the hang off from everybody. Instead of a life lived which impresses everyone. You know them by their
fruit.
In this, the Father's will please that you bear
much fruit.
He said much fruit.
Yeah, right.
And that's your fruit remain. And then if you bear fruit, guess what you're going to do?
You're going to come and prune. So that you what? Bear even more. Throw in the fruit.
Not taking place, not Bible readings, not Bible study. He's in the fruit.
Amen.
And the only way we're going to bear fruit is to have a relationship and understand that he's paid the price for that relationship. That nobody would pay such a crazy high price as the blood of his own son if he didn't think what he was purchasing is worth it. Now this is what no preacher ever told me in my life. I learned it in my bedroom and it changed me forever.
Amen.
No preacher ever told me this. Nobody ever told me Jesus died on the cross to redeem my value.
Amen.
They only told me he died on the cross because I was a sinner.
Mm. Wow, come on.
And the Bible told me he didn't die because I was a sinner. He had to die because I sinned. My sin cost him death. But his goal in dying wasn't because I was a sinner. It's because I was a lost son. And he wanted to redeem the truth and life so I could walk in light.
Amen. Amen.
I could say I liked you, but if I didn't like you, I didn't like you. I could say I liked you, but if I didn't like you, I didn't like you. You all know what I'm saying? Then the alpha in my head. We know we'd be like, hey, man. Right? And you learn how to live shallow and bizarre and get by in the moment, but your heart's all jacked up. This truth changes you.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you realize, oh my goodness, even when you died, it was worth it for you. For you, for you, for you, for you, for you. And all of a sudden my view of you has changed. And all of a sudden it's easy to fly down here. Because of what he paid, what he did, who you are in his sight. Your purpose and your potential. And they're going to honor me and give me a mic and let me talk about it. Not how bad you've been. Your purpose, your potential, your destiny, your creative value. His purchase possession.
Yes.
Are you with me? This will separate believers and unbelievers. You say, man, dude, yeah. You say, whatever. And the whatever keeps on producing the same. And you keep living as a god unto yourself. Producing nothing that will remain in the end. Why? Because it has no reason for why you're here. The reason man's here is to be one with him, found in his image.
Yes.
Manifest his glory.
Yeah.
Anything outside of that is an effect of separation from God and an effect of sin. So he dies to take away sin to get us back to the Father.
Yes.
He's the way, the
truth,
and the life.
And no one comes to the
Father.
See, and that's eternal life, but mediated. A positional prayer we pray and a physical place we go to someday instead of heaven in us.
Wow.
Christ in you.
Yeah.
The hope of glory.
Yes, come on.
Oh, it's in your Bible. Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
And you look up glory. You know what glory? The revealed, the manifest glory of God. Any revealed or manifested or made seen or realized attribute of who God is the glory of God revealed.
Yes.
The glory of God revealed is any manifestation of who God is.
Yes.
Is the glory of God. Whoa, glory of God, right? So watch. The Christ in you is the hope of God being seen in them.
Yes. Amen.
No wonder we spent our whole life angry, mad, justifying it, all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with him. And then we hear a gospel that makes him way up there, and we're down here, and we wonder why he considers us, and we're saved by the skin of our teeth, can't believe even. And then we read all the Old Testament, his ways and our ways, and ooh. But all of a sudden we miss communion, oneness, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, transformation, change, put off the old, put on the new, renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
They're all scriptures. He has intention in shedding his blood
for
the salvation of people.
Yes.
Now look up the word salvation. It does not mean go to heaven. It means saved, healed, delivered, protected, preserved, and kept safe and sound in this truth that will never change because it's not, it'll never fail. Because the blood is still better things.
Yeah.
So I put all my hope in him. I used to put all my hope in my dad. And then I began to live with no hope. my circumstances. My mom got a hold of this. My mom was sick for most of my life. She got a hold of this, and all of a sudden she realized she was a daughter of God before she was sick.
Yes, come on.
So she didn't let ongoing 40 years of sickness take the countenance off her face.
Come on.
Why? Because she knew she was a daughter, and she had one reason to wake up every day is to shine.
Yes. Yes.
She was a daughter way before she was an MS patient.
Yes. Amen.
And you could not not love her.
Yes.
Because she was amazing, and she knowledge your heart, because she didn't know how to complain, because her joy was in him.
Yes, amen.
It was taught me so much as a young man. I changed my mom's diapers and pants when I was young. I carried her to bed. So you can't tell me I don't understand. But you look in her face and you couldn't tell she was sick. Why? She lived by the higher truth. And every day she woke up, it was one more day to shine, and life was a gift. Mm-hmm. Because she was his way before she was sick.
Amen.
And she was like, oh, God did this to me. She didn't even believe that. She just believed she had a higher purpose in life and sick. Daughter before sick. Mm-hmm. Shine before complain.
Yes.
That's gentle to the world before grow up and become what she's going through. Be a product of what he went through. Not let what she's gone through decide her. Let what he went through settle. And wake up in that truth every day. And the just shall live by faith. So you got to believe something to find grace to offer something. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yes, come on.
More. See, there's nothing I'm preaching you can't live if you've got faith in it. And it's so simple, you can't not understand it. So you need to want it or you don't. So it's really not that complicated. The good thing is, it ain't like this. You put your sinner, neither sin that, neither repent. No, no, no. You were never created to be a sinner. You were created to be sons and daughters.
Yeah.
And as you yourself a sinner, you were all born into that tragic lie. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world, makes us clean again before the Father, so we can stand before him in righteousness. Be accepted in the beloved. Because his blood is the seed of better things.
Yes.
One of the biggest mistakes we make in the church is we think our ability to sin keeps us labeled as sinners.
Yes.
But if you keep living in righteousness, it begins to change your heart and your life. Yes. And all of a sudden, grace starts empowering you to live that you're never able to do on your own.
That's right.
And we can hardly talk about it in the church today without being called a heretic because we have valued our own experiences way above his grace.
Amen.
And we have made our own human experience Lord instead of possibilities of the power of his spirit.
Yes.
So instead of following Jesus, we get tricked into following one another. And we think our own experience is our highest goal.
Yes.
My Bible says if I live to righteousness and present myself as a slave to righteousness, righteousness itself will produce its fruit to holiness without me by my lip to people. And we can hardly talk about it in the church without red flags and everybody wanting to go blasphemy. So we stay the same, keep doing church instead of being her. Say that we're free and prove that we're bound to one another and ourselves. Every time you have an attitude that's not producing life, you're being deceived. You're in a family and you cop an attitude that puts pressure on the rest of your home. You're deceived. You're just proving you don't know Jesus. You're not adding life to your family. You're making a draw on life. You're making it all about you at the expense of others. That's not laying down your life for others. You give yourself the silent treatment to send a message. You're just revealing you don't know Jesus the way we say. And you're just making it all about you while you're singing it's all about me. Come on.
Yeah.
On the night Jesus was betrayed, what did he do? Fall apart?
No.
Live betrayed? Call a friend and tell them all about it and then ask for prayer at the end? It's crazy how spiritual I see. Like, I can't believe they did that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be so broken.
Yeah.
Let's just pray. Pray what? That we camouflage all the hurt and pain and self-centeredness with prayer.
Yeah.
And so I guess what we're praying is to feel better. You're supposed to believe better.
Yeah.
And you gotta feel better, not believe better. If you believe better, it's going to go well. And if you understand how many owes you nothing, and they can't fail you because they didn't wake up to please you or bless you, because you woke up to shine, you're probably okay. And when they do betray you technically, you won't feel betrayed, you'll feel mercy towards them. Because if they actually knew who they were, they wouldn't be living that way. So now you understand. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. I think somebody I really respect said that one time.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
That's what meets in hanging on. You bunch of idiots, are you kidding me? You do one good deed and they call it bad. You're broken. Why? Because it's all about feeling better instead of being better.
Yes.
We're so shallow, we buy a gift for somebody they don't like it and we try. Well, you didn't buy a gift for them. You bought a gift for you. Why are you trying if they didn't like the color? You bought it for them. Why are you crying?
Well, I just wanted to bless you.
Oh, stop it. You wanted to feel all mushy when they said, oh, you're the best. You should have. Oh, right. You get so tough. And that didn't happen. So now you're stop it. If you got the gift for them, take it back and get the color they like. Stop crying. Come on, I'm not that far off.
Yeah.
You're right.
We've let everything matter more than what matters most.
Yeah.
Because everyone in this room was born into a lie.
Yeah.
We were all born into Adam.
Yes.
And we must be born again.
Yes.
Tragically, we've turned that into a beneficial prayer that takes me to heaven instead of a brand new life that I can live. From a brand new heart and a brand new motive.
Absolutely.
A brand new living way.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I have to be hurt and offended because I was my whole life.
Come on
now.
Amen.
He changed the why in my heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wakes me up with a new song, a new reason for being.
Yes.
And he ain't in heaven looking down just to bless me. He wants to empower me to live what I was created for.
Come on.
True blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have all your bills paid and be frustrated in your heart towards people. You know, all your bills paid and be self-conscious and have a low esteem. Every addictive behavior is traced back to people not seeing the value of their personal life. So it spirals and they live up to the low level in which they see themselves. And then they prove that low level with their actions, and it's a vicious cycle that just keeps it going. And they just keep proving that they're worthless, proving that they're worthless. They get in so deep and they throw so many things away that are called to be theirs. And it's every cycle of addiction is rooted in a low crust of steel. What are you supposed to do? Tell people to repent? Tell people to come to the altar and cry and say, sorry, no, you teach people who they are.
Yes.
Right.
You tell people they're worth so much more. They're worth the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The depth of your cycle is blood speaking better things. Why? He said, that ain't who you are.
Yes.
I know the truth about you. So all of a sudden I go to God and I look to find out who God is in His Word. And when I find out who He is, I find myself in Him and with Him. Yes. And all of a sudden I get the best look at me I've ever had because I got a good look at Him. Why? Because He always, before the foundation of the world, intended that I be adopted in His Son, had the right of slain, and had the value with purpose from the beginning of time.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. 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 Boy, you're in second, third grade. Kids laugh at you at school or wherever, on the street, or you're just hanging out on the porch. And the kids you said were friends were laughing, and you realize they were laughing at you. And now you're faced with all kinds of feelings. You either get hard, become a fighter, or you get hurt, get broken. But no matter how you respond, it's not the real you. It's just a reaction to the situation.
Come on, that'd be great.
And then you grow up saying, this is me. This is my personality. This is the way I am. I'm just a fighter. Well, I'm just not a fighter. And none of your responses have anything to do with who you're created to be and who God ever intended you to be. It's just a reaction to your circumstances. And at a very young age, nothing more than how you responded to how it went down.
Yes.
And then we find ourselves in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And live a whole life hinged on a lie.
Yeah.
Why? Because every man was born with a lost identity.
Right,
every man was born outside of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not one person in this room had a clue who they were.
Yes.
Right.
And every one of us was wholeheartedly 1,000% self-centered.
Yeah.
Some were extreme and expressive. Listen, if you're just letting people that you depend on hurt you, that's self-centered.
Yes.
If you're just living discouraged, your focus is on you. How can God be the God of all hope when He sees everything all the time? He's not self-centered.
No.
Right. How can He be angry and disappointed? Why isn't He exploding us? Why is He filling us with His Spirit of all love? Because He's good and He's loving, He's not self-centered. How can Jesus carry the cross? How can Jesus do absolutely nothing wrong and do everything perfect and you treat Him like the worst of the worst and never flinch? Because He's love.
Yes.
Not because He's Jesus, because He's love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you miss the point.
Right.
Come on, when you did right and I did right and somebody called wrong, we were freaking out. I didn't mean that. No, I didn't say that. Nobody did wrong. To the damnation, make sure you still wrap the little crunch in your mouth. I'll look at you, right? I'll look at you, right? Oh, you were not alone. You just, ah! Anybody ever went through that? When somebody called you really bad, you were freaking out! You finally did some good, they called it bad! Jesus did nothing but good every day!
Right.
And men are trying to always stay in the mouth, battle what's wrong and backbite. God's letting you hear their thoughts. Their thoughts ain't cool.
Yeah, that's right.
So what Jesus said, if any of you want to come after me,
yes.
If any of you want to come after me, you got to deny yourself.
Right?
He did not say a prayer. Pray to go to heaven.
Mm-mm.
He said, you got to deny yourself. It's the biggest problem on the planet. The biggest problem on the planet is men living for themselves when they're made for God's sake.
That's right.
It's the biggest enemy on the planet. I'm telling you, it's not politics. It's not who the president is. It's not racism and ISIS and terrorism. The biggest problem on the planet is every day men wake up and live for themselves when they're made for God's sake.
Yes.
Puffed up in pride, puffed up in their own opinion, living in rightness, showing no mercy. Just men living for themselves. Families every day getting ruined because unresolved conflicts because self-centeredness will bow. Families every day, unresolved conflicts, eating away, chipping away, laying over the heart. All of a sudden we say, I don't think I love you anymore. Every day, families getting eaten away because self-centeredness is blinding the hearts of men. Wonder if God changed His mind. We'd be helpless. But there's no turning. There's no shifting of shadow. He's constant. He was and is and is to come. He's the same. Why? God is love.
Yeah,
that's right. Let us make man in our
yes.
1 Timothy 1:5, the goal of our instruction, the purpose of all the commandments is love. 1 John 2, He loved us. This way should we not love one another?
Yes.
For 1 John 4:17, the confidence we have in boldness this, that we have in love is perfected is this, that in the day of judgment, we have boldness. Because as he is, the whole chapter, he's love, he's love, he's love. As he is, so are we in the world.
Yeah.
That does not sound like hurt and offense and brokenness and discouragement and frustration. And can you pray for me? I will feel that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
The just don't live by how they feel. The just by faith.
Mm-hmm.
The faith ultimately really takes your feelings. Mm-hmm. And you might feel a little funny when somebody betrays you. There's something bigger and deeper crying out of your heart.
Good.
Yeah. Sudden, you won't be tricked anymore. And let what they did decide who you are or what he did is greater.
Amen.
Another sudden, you know, let one man or one person decide who you are and how you are.
That's right.
Is Jesus.
Amen.
Because the truth is the end and the truth makes you free.
Yes.
The last thing you need and I need is a right to not be more like him.
Come on now.
So last thing. Come on, this good, straight, strong stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It takes every other factor out of the equation to draw straight on your heart and says, what are you going to believe tonight?
Yeah.
So you're going to stay disappointed, frustrated. You're going to keep an alibi or resume that's negative. You're going to keep your justification list and have all your people named for why you are, where you are, why you are, what you are. Are you going to let people keep getting lord of your life?
No.
Come on, man, just straight up.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around it. You can't really yell about this. You just have to say, I don't want this.
That's right.
But it's not hard to understand what I'm saying. Because if it wasn't that simple, I'd have never got it. I'm a city boy, man. I grew up in the city. I went to city schools. They all of the curriculum just to get us all through. I never went to college. I never went to Bible school. I never went to seminary. I just went to my bedroom and opened my Bible when I was 33. I had an encounter with God that changed my life. And before that, I was no longer in love. I thought I was better than you, and I didn't even like myself. That's how twisted that was. I thought if God would have tweaked you, life would be better. I never thought he wanted to change me. I figured I was probably all right. Or at least a little better than you. Y'all never felt none of that stuff going on? Never felt a little better than the next person? You never saw nobody down in your mind, in your heart? You never looked at anybody who was cynical and mocked them in your heart? And thought they were less than and made fun of people in your heart? That's a sign of self-righteousness and pride. I say we're better than people when everybody's potential is worth the same price. See, in the story of humanity, this ain't hype, this isn't popular speaking, this ain't motivational speaking. You go to Walmart, you got price tags everywhere, you got different values on the shelf, you got different products, you act into the electronics, you got some big stuff, high marks, you get others, you buy stuff for 50 cents a buck. Not much anymore, but some. But what I'm saying is you got barcodes and price codes and guns, and, right?
Yes.
And I look out here in the store of humanity, every single life costs the same.
Amen.
Why? Because every life has the same exact value.
Yep.
His image. You might have different callings. You might have... Come here, man. I did this all. Because we don't look nothing alike. That's what I'm with. You ain't never messing us up, mistaking us, are you? Are you gonna mistake us? There is so much diversity between us two in the sense of differences, preferences, backgrounds, where we come from, what we've been through. Just come on, man. Be different. Watch. Both of us. You gotta wake up tomorrow morning and watch it. Both of us can wake up tomorrow morning and pursue the Lord just like him.
Amen. Yes.
Both of us can walk in life.
Yeah.
Right. Both of us can preach the Lord.
Amen.
Both of us can follow Jesus and live
by
the Spirit. So this ain't what makes us different. The reason why we live is what makes us one.
Right.
The unity of faith is him and I. I'm at home in PA. He's here in Texas. It don't matter if he's doing a little time and fulfilling our thing in society right now or what. It matters why he's alive, why he woke up, and what he's doing. for. That's what makes us one.
Amen.
Yes.
Watch this. We go across the street.
Yeah.
Bam. We cost a lot, man. They're going to sell price on us. We're going to 2-for-1. Yeah. What's that? Half price. It cost Jesus, the Son of God, to shed blood to put his spirit back in you and put his spirit back in me.
That's right.
For the same reason. Right. To shine.
Right. Yes.
That's just good preaching right there.
Yes. Yes.
That's true. How else can you have the unity of faith? It was based on a doctrine, based on perspective.
Yeah.
Hello? Because we don't have the unity of doctrine.
No.
No.
There's people fight tooth and nail over silly stuff. Yep. Immersion, sprinkling, name of Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Woo! I'm building a church. I'm building a church. I'm building a church. Proven the whole time you're building the church, you don't know the one you're building it toward.
That's yeah. Right.
Because you could not have those things in your heart and be motivated that way if you knew them.
That's yeah. Right.
It's just straight. You're going to fire, you get mad at me and prove you're that I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling all bitter towards me for saying that, that's a worry.
Come on.
If all I'm doing is talking about making peace and walking in love and being humble with others, look at it. And get up in the morning and shining, and you live in Bay, and you live in Texas, you live in this way, that ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah.
You don't get mad at what I'm saying, that's a warning sign.
Yeah.
Warning! Shoot me right now, somebody can just be mad. Boom! I promise you, you ain't hurt me a bit. Oh, my wife will cry, cry. She loves me, and my kids will miss me a little bit. And all we can do is just a little bit of physical time.
Yeah, that's right.
But it will be a brief moment of light affliction.
Yes.
Compared to the eternal way of the story.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody made that decision has ever lived to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody's ever made that decision, and they can come back and preach to you.
Yeah.
So you got to have faith, baby. That's
right. That's yeah. Right. Yes.
If you let the feelings we're accustomed to keep living through our lives, we're going to miss the truth of our triumph.
Yes.
You got to have faith, baby. Your faith's not your mind and feelings and emotions. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you get alone with God and you keep telling your own heart, telling you, nobody knows me a thing.
Yes.
I didn't wake up today for anybody to do me right.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up to shine.
Yeah,
Holy Spirit, help me, empower me.
Yeah.
No matter what this word, going to come alive in me and make me what you made
yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start talking like that. Yeah. Jesus, watch what happens in your
life.
He's so solid.
People say, well, you travel all the time. I can't believe it. You don't have people putting up a trap. I don't even know what people are talking about. I have to stay out of conversations, and I can't answer quick because I don't want to bring me as a problem.
Yeah.
I'm getting meetings with what's pastor's talking. You pastor, you know what I'm talking about, I'm like, I do not have a baby. Pastor, get alone. Say so that pastor would be great if it wasn't for the people. You know what I mean? I think I know what you're trying to say. You have no clue what you're being for. What you're saying is people have moved you and you're doing a position, you're fulfilling a role. You haven't become alive, and now you're burnt out because you're doing the thing instead of being a thing.
Wow.
Now what you're doing is deciding who you are instead of what you're being deciding.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably what you're trying to say. I was in a green room one time. I don't do green rooms real well. Anyway, I'm here for people in and out. I was getting rasped by a lot of the speakers at this conference because I was never in the green room. They go, oh, he's finally in the green room. I just stopped by a little bowl of soup. I was only in there 3 minutes. They teased me a little when I walked in. That's fine. I'm having fun. They're talking about the one strong guy was white. And there's servants, young people serving food, ministry school students, and these are people that people look up to. They strong guy's wife. Oh, something she said and did. The other guy said, she said that to you? Man, that was something they said. I don't know. I don't know, but man, we had a hard time through that house. Man, I was like, I imagine you were. They was talking like that. I said to myself, I was like, no wonder I don't know how I'm getting on. I said, hey, bud, you know what I heard, right? Well, yeah, I know what I heard. And he said, because of what you said. I said, because you left rights. I said, you're carrying rights. How could you die yourself and still have so many rights? Mm. And I don't know how God does it. It was like I stunned this long, extended knife across the and the guy was sitting with cried harder. And he cried and cried and cried and cried. And he said, could you sit down and talk to me about that? Because when you said that, God pierced me by the Spirit. And I need to hear what you're saying. I began to share real simple. It was like a total foreign fall.
Yeah.
But he's anointed and touched with his gifting. And everybody realizes he's anointed in his gifting. And came in your pastor's life.
Mm. Wow.
Ain't that so?
Mm. Yes.
I would never want to stand here. And if you look up to anything, I say, oh, wow, anointing her. And can't even get past my wife. Hello? Because if that's the case, then this starts becoming who I am.
Yep. Yeah.
But because I understand that, I never take this out. I got 20 of them sticking around, but this is my feet. It's on the right 20 other videos. Hope you have the best weekend ever. You're a true man of God, and I doubt God can find many men, if any, on this earth with your integrity, your character, and your good heart. Love your wife. That's not a YouTube fan. That's not a YouTube fan. That's the one I live with.
Amen.
Yeah.
That sees me day in and day out.
Yes.
She wrote that. You want those kind of notes.
Amen.
Yes.
From your wife.
Amen.
Has nothing to do with her treatment right, how she's doing, how she's acting. And the love of this Jesus does, period.
Amen.
But I've learned that when I love her that way, it's amazing how it brings the best.
Yes.
Yes.
And all of a sudden we're walking in this thing that must have been meant. And it ain't about who's not. It's about who's there.
And then you get a little hiccup. It's like, yeah.
That sure beats me waking up to be loved by her.
Yeah.
Right. And get disappointed and failed to feel like she ain't giving me enough. Oh, you heard that in a circle. Take it there. That's pretty sobering. All of a sudden, you think a woman's on the earth to scratch an itch. I guarantee you, that's the fall, man.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we reduce the value of a woman to the need of a man.
Wow.
And then lives a certain way, and a woman comes under a certain demise and pressure, and she either hardens her heart or she is. And she needs to say, man, can't live with it, can't live with that. Why? It's because the whole time, self is her motive.
Yeah.
And it's all about me and how I feel. Instead of being more like him.
That's right.
So I promise you this, in 24 years, and she deserved to pursue to be more like him than other people. And you might not live perfect in the sense of perfect, but your heart's never hurt people, so you don't find people get hurt. Even if there's misunderstanding, it all gets healed. It's amazing.
That's good.
Why? Because you ain't caught in that whole thing you were before. No. Because they're always making peace, showing mercy, love. Hear me?
Yes.
Don't get condemned by what I say. Don't compare me to you and don't elbow your spouse. If you all want to stop, I was definitely talking to you. 24 years. I have no idea anymore what it looks like to be negative towards my wife or stay negative in my home. Be frustrated or offend or express discouragement in her direction. 24 years, you could ask her. Why? Because I don't see that. I love her. And it has nothing to do with how perfect she's living. It has to do with understanding her value.
Yeah.
Yes.
And why I need her.
Amen.
I'm not saying my wife's doing anything wrong. I say this, it has to do also with knowing how God saw me my whole life, no matter what. And that's a good one. Do you think God forgave me of everything I've ever done? So that I can just be forgiven and then not forgive you? Do you think God showed me mercy just so I could obtain mercy and not become a merciful man? Do you think He loved me the way He loved me so that I could do something less towards you? He modeled the life we were created for.
Yes.
Where He never said, follow me.
Yes.
He didn't say, sing to me and pray with me. He didn't say, read your Bible extra when the marriage is tense. He said, follow me. It must be possible or He wouldn't invite
us. Amen.
You think he's sitting up there watching? No, he think I'm serious. What do you think he meant? I'll close tonight with this. If we miss pursuing and becoming love, that's no account of suffering wrong. No account, not some. No account of suffering wrong. Not seeking your own. If we don't pursue and become love in our Christian lives, we will actually stand before the Lord. We might have seen our needs for a Savior, we might be forgiven our sins, our names might be written in the book of life. But we'll find we actually miss the very reason. Thank you. Because if we miss the coming love, we miss why we're here.
There you go.
Amen. And there's no way you can convince me that Jesus would come and put Himself inside a woman for anything less. He's redeeming my truth. He's restoring something that's possible.
That's right.
It's called life in the Spirit.
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Amen.
So what do you say? You're the one that decides how you respond.
Here we go.
It's not, well, I hope my spouse is listening. No, you already missed your moment. You listen to the sermon for them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time that I'm responding to you.
Right. Yes.
And you're having their response decide yours. They're still Lord of your life. So now you're only as good as your spouse is doing you. Instead of as good as He is inside of you.
Yes, amen.
Who's a pastor or leader in here? Who's who helps with Christian counseling, ministry to people, and just walk people through trials and stuff? Let's hear him. It's not trick or trap question. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong. 97% of our counseling and our struggles is people struggling with people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in ministry, life, work, it's usually trying to walk people through their dealings with people. Am I right?
Yep.
Which means we haven't been perfected in love.
Yes, sir.
Because we're hurt, we're bothered, and we're troubled, and we're angry, and frustrated. We've left churches, we've had leaders. You say, well, that's Christianity, I don't know nothing to do with it. Well, no, that's just a misrepresentation of the weakness of man's life. Why are you letting that?
That's right.
But there's weakness in you.
That's right.
And jade your heart, and all of a sudden you got something in your heart because of that. What does any of that have to do with Jesus? Don't let that change you.
Mm-hmm.
Let this change you.
Amen.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
So here's what we want. Robert, I know you guys, you got the baptismal thing. You don't have that up for Sunday? Is that like aiming for Sunday? Okay. We got baptismal out there. I love baptismal. I love that they are conscious of it now. Baptismal up there. Baptism has slipped away from our preaching. It's usually prayer, prayer to go to heaven. If you leave here tonight, smash into a tree and die, you know where you're going, raise your hand, and we'll pray. And then you go to work on Monday, you still manage your ball.
Come on now.
Wow.
My goal is not to get you to pray, prayer to go to heaven. The gospel's goal is to get heaven inside of you.
Yes.
Yes.
So the whole purpose of baptism is dying to live.
Yes.
It's an actual sign of death. You're dying in the likeness of the death of Jesus Christ so you can raise in the newness of life.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives unto God. Verse 11, likewise you reckon yourself dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens is you get into the waters symbolic of death, burial, and resurrection. And you die to everything you've ever been, everything ever done to you, everything you've ever done. You die, and you call it all dead, and you let it die with him and bury it in baptism in death.
Yes.
So that just as God raised Jesus by the glory of the Father, so you shall raise
yes.
new life.
Yes.
So we'll bring you up new life. Holy Spirit comes in to empower you
yes.
to create your inward man, and all of a sudden you have a brand new life.
Amen.
So it's not just forgiveness, it's a transformation of purpose and identity and destiny.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not just an ordinance, and it's not just the next thing on the Christian list. You died in everything you've ever done. The born-again experience has always been about a man dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because only through death can you truly live.
Amen.
So if you don't die of who you've been, how can you live to who he is?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
It was never intended to be a prayer and a confession on the end of a track, which I'm not against tracks. I'm saying we have to give people the whole message so they can wrap faith around the truth and receive a higher grace in their life.
Absolutely.
So if you've never been born again, never been water baptized, or never did it, all you did was just a little baby. You were baptized as a little baby because your parents thought it was right, and you don't even remember it. And now you have belief in your heart, and I would encourage you to get baptized. I would say get baptized. It doesn't go against your parents, it's more of a child dedication. Hey, it's stuck, look, you want to go after God. That's awesome. Your parents shouldn't be offended. I, as a pastor, I've had parents come to me not understanding, why are you baptizing my daughter when she's 23? We baptized her when she was one. And I'm like, whoa, relax. I'm getting ready to like, take your life. You're so offended. And I'm thinking, man, we're some touchy folks going to church. Well, your 23-year-old wants to surrender and give your life to Jesus, and you're mad because we're violating something you did when they were one? No. That's like a child dedication. There's no belief in the heart of a one-year-old. Jesus said, believe and be baptized.
Yes.
We get it backwards. We try to be the baptism for them. We try to be the faith for them. That's just a parent dedicating the child to the Lord, saying, God, we have grace on my child. It's a cool thing. But man, when they're 23 and they want to go after God and we're baptized, you want to go, yeah, so we stop, man, when they were one.
That's right.
You should go, how come you're doing this? We did that when they were one. Not violating anything.
That's right.
It's a believer baptism. They're believing and being baptized, just like Jesus said.
Right.
So they have faith in their heart. They're attaching faith to a truth, and now grace is making that truth their reality. You should be the most excited parents of all, not violated because we're trespassing something we did 22 years ago. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you've never been water baptized, I'd encourage you to, after this whole weekend, if you can catch any more of this stuff, and we'll be shouting things all weekend out, and talking all morning, and intimacy, and being with all of these unique stuff we'll probably cover. I have no idea what the rest of you are going to look like, but I know they've got a baptism on there. And we want to hold you for it until every ball stops. We're going to get right. I know I ain't the biggest man, I know you're a big boy. I'll tell you what, if the Spirit of the Lord comes on me, you ain't coming up. Spans the water when there was no form.
Yes.
And everything was chaos. You ever feel that way in your life? All of a sudden you get reduced to just being a form of what God intended. And now you're born again. The Holy Spirit's hovering over the water. And when you come out of the water, it takes you and just presents you to the Father.
Yes.
Brand new baby girl born. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And praise God. That happened in 24 years. What's wrong with me? Holy Ghost took me. Brand new baby boy. So that's water baptism in a nutshell. I might teach on a little more this week. Last year I had an altar call. I asked anybody when you'd say it. It was like 30 some people stood up. What I want you to do, especially you when you came in with leaders, you clapped when they introduced them, you must love and respect some of these folks. They're running, bringing you here, and they're not seeing any cheer. If you've never been to the pulpit, tell them, say, I heard what that man said, I'm going to give my whole life to Jesus. Before I get born again, can I get baptized on Sunday? Would it work? Are they all coming Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
No? You don't know? They can come Sunday?
It's the Boaz Saints time.
What's something you like? They can't come Sunday? They can? Listen, if you're never born again, this is where I want you to be. I want you to understand. I want what I was talking about. I'm going to change and stuff. I made a public confession on Sunday. If you're born again, you feel God's Spirit.
Amen.
Tell you to do that. Make sure you come. Anybody out here who's never been water baptized, you've even been a Christian, you haven't been a Christian, you say, man, I want this life. I've done it for myself. I've done it. It's just my excuse. If Jesus said, the first thing I need to do is deny myself so I can pick up my cross. Let's pick up your cross. Pick up your cross is not letting sin against you, you have the right to commit sin through you, not taking evil and repaying evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. You're not letting life decide who you are and how you are. You're letting the giver of it already settle that. You're going to carry your cross. You're going to walk through injustice. You're going to walk through unfairness. You're going to walk through life and not let life decide who you are and how you are, because the truth is in Him.
Amen.
That's carrying your cross.
Yeah.
Yes. You are going to deny yourself. You're going to pick up your cross and follow Him.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? Yes. Next year we're being singing to Him and just praying when things are tight.
Yeah.
We'll water baptize you on Sunday. I mean, we will water baptize you on Sunday. It'll be fun. I'll teach you a little bit more. No place in the book of Acts where people saved and weren't baptized. No place in the book of Acts was the message even preached without water baptism directly attached to the purpose of the message. Why? Because back then it was all about new life through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Today we made it all about going to heaven instead of heaven coming into us.
Yeah.
We made it all about something we get from Him instead of something we become because of Him. So now a man has a conviction to lay claim to a confession, but no convictions to live transformed. Are you with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of a sudden when you speak more in prayers instead of water baptism. I baptized people in hotel swimming pools, man. I took this boy, 18 years old, in New York, into my hotel room and baptized him in my bathtub. His grandma stood out in the hall and she was crying. Oh, that's my baby. She wanted to pray at grandma's. And that boy came up to me and we got talking. And he cried and he wanted to get born again. I said, well, you got to be baptized. He said, what's that? Explain it all. He said, I want to do it. He was like, the unit can fill it. I want it. I said, well, let's go. Let's just go fill up my bathtub. We went right in my room, filled up my bathtub. I baptized an 18-year-old in my bathtub. When he came up out of that bathtub, the presence of Almighty God just came and hovered. I just backed out, left him alone. I said, that's your father. I said, I shut the door and I went out. I said, whoa. I get out there and run. I said, the Lord is in there with you. We stood out in the hall for 40 minutes. Nothing happened. The room, the door's closed. I said, I wonder what's going on. I shut the door open. He come out. We both cried when we saw his face. He didn't look like the same boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was so full of light. He was changed. He was sitting in there for 40 minutes with a prayer.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just held him, hugged, and cried. He was changed.
Wow. Absolutely.
So we'll do that on Sunday afternoon, okay? You all good?
Yes.
Let's do something tonight that I don't know if we got a chance to do last year because we had that order for it. It's called I'll Feel This Tomorrow. We want to do this. This is the gospel. We're going to pray for the sick. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm going to be there again. Jesus is going to come. This is who He is, man. You watch and see what happens in this room. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And none of you can do about it. And I can do about it. Saying there's just getting under pressure. Okay, for the sick.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Everywhere I go, and we do this, the Lord told me to share some simple things and we'll go for it. Who's ever prayed for the sick in this room before? And when you pray for the sick, that's a lot of hands in the spirit. Bravo. Usually ain't got many hands. When you pray for the sick, you're very self-conscious of how you pray, what you pray, you try to pray right, pray powerful, pray anointed, anybody relate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's usually why we don't get too much. Because if that would be the case, then it would be works, it would be your prayer.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And it just proves how quick we get self-conscious in our lives.
Yes.
Watch, this is what the Lord told me to tell everywhere I go. Your prayer, this is encouraging, this isn't a bad thing. Your prayer never has or never will heal anyone.
True. Mm-hmm.
It's your faith in His finished word.
Yes. Yes.
And your awareness of His love.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
That's it. Try to pray the right prayer. Watch. Be healed in Jesus' name is probably plenty when there's a revelation.
Amen.
How many words did Jesus use to cast out the spirit? He said He cast spirits out with a probably go.
Yes.
Don't get sure. Probably go.
Go. Yeah.
He cast out spirits with how many words?
One.
Haven't we tried hard, right?
Yeah.
And we get another color flag, try to get another color flag. Prophesy or covenant prophecy that stirred us in the bedroom on the side of scripture we heard on the song. We mean well, but none of those things have nothing to do with healing. He heals because of His finished work and His love for people.
Yes.
Now He told us that the sign of a follower of believers is to lay hands on the sick. Why is that important? Because we're the body of Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
We embody Him. He set it up this way. We didn't write this thing. He set it up this way. He gave the earth for the children of men. He chose to make man and put himself in man and manifest himself through a body.
That's right.
That this is his idea.
That's right.
It's the way he wants it. So we don't be like cool with it.
Yeah.
So why is it important for me or you to lay our hands on the sick believing? Because he lives in us and he expects us to understand that when we touch, he's touching.
Yes.
We should just be okay with that. That's why it's important. That fellowship with him walking in is if you don't really feel good about yourself, here's what you're going to accomplish. That he ain't living in you, let alone Father Brookie.
Right.
Come on! What's the two greatest things, commandments in the Bible? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and your strength, and love your neighbor. How do you love your neighbor? Love if you don't love yourself.
Right.
Come on, yeah. What if you don't even like yourself? I'm talking about love yourself in God. I'm vanity. I'm talking about love yourself in a healthy, good way. See yourself in truth. How do you gonna love your neighbor the way you love you if the way you love you isn't cool?
Yeah.
You see why people see people the way they see people? Because they don't see themselves clear. You know what the man does that loves his wife? Loves himself. He's alive. So a man who loves his wife reveals that he has a healthy view of his own life in Christ. So if he loves his wife, he loves himself. So if he ain't loving his wife, the wife's busy getting hurt, insecure, and feeling beat up instead of feeling sad because he don't even see himself good. A man that can't love his wife, he ain't loving himself. She's getting hurt. She has deficit. He has nothing to give. Now you got somebody trying to drink out of a dry cup and everybody's thirsty.
Yes. That's good.
So if you're married and your spouse ain't doing love real well, they don't see themselves well. So rather than you become a product of what they don't see, why don't you see through him and keep loving them more? I love that man. Yeah. I love that girl. Yeah. Because that's exactly what God did for you.
Yes.
And his goodness is what changes. So I'm going to pray for the sick tonight, but I'm not going to pray long. I'm only going to give you about 6 seconds to pray. No, I'm serious. I'm not going to use any music. I'm going to make the room as dry as we can. Because sometimes we need our atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we're very sensual people if we're not careful.
Yeah.
Instead, spirit man.
Yeah.
It's true. If you don't have the worship team, when you walk across the parking lot, and you feel the big and you go, right? Mm-hmm. Did you ever see somebody in public really hurt and you just wanted to go help and pray, you didn't have the confidence, you didn't know if God would move, and your heart was there, but you weren't there?
Yes.
Ever happened to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
But see, you ain't gonna have the worship team with you there anyway. Man, it'd be great if you could just unfold them and they just all pop out. That'd be amazing. Just take a handy out of your pocket and open it in these two. Just boom. That'd be awesome. The whole world would be healed. But that's probably not gonna happen. Sometimes you're a little nervous, sometimes you're a little self-conscious, sometimes you have to be a Christian night and commercial and just do it. Keep it short and sweet. Don't pray long. The longer you pray, you tend to be more self-conscious. They're already uncomfortable sometimes.
Yep.
And you're going to freak them out more.
Yeah.
The number one reason for making you cry. The number one reason people don't pray for the sick is because they're afraid nothing will happen.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. And because they're afraid nothing will happen, they don't pray for the sick. Because they don't pray for the sick, they always have to be afraid of nothing. Because they don't even get involved. Are you with me?
Yeah.
What's the sign follow? The believer. They will what?
Lay hands on the sick.
And say what?
Shall
we?
I've seen three things in my life. I've seen people instantly get, I've seen people get somewhere better, and I've seen things not change. I never liked that, even though the Lord's helped me walk through that. I've seen people not change when I heal, or pray and say they were healed and get all excited. In my own town, I bump into people and they say, hey, remember me? And I'm like, no, tell them, oh yeah, I remember you. And they'll tell me some amazing story, and I walk away feeling bummed. But they were still in pain. I walk away. Are you following me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to learn to stop making faith a point in time instead of before you turn this position of our hearts for you. We may get this for the news. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. No, that's when you marry yes and no. Yes and no marry your children, so maybe so, maybe not. Let your yes be yes, and we know you know. Anything else is of the evil one. That's Jesus, red letter. What do we preach? We preach a yes and no gospel because we weigh the gospel by our own experiences, not his life and his word. So I got to come into this thing with yes and amen. So I pray for people on the streets. Pray for people. I park my car, get out, pray for people. I can tell you a lot of stories about a lot of things. So I have a lot of testimonies, but I get involved. Not everybody I pray for, park my car for, jump and shout it, hallelujah. But I thank God for the honor that I laid my hands on and had the privilege of getting involved in the release of faith.
Amen.
You found out that I had a lot of good stories to follow up with later. But if I wouldn't have got out of the car, I'm not sowing no seed that it's going to grow. Now, I can talk about it the rest of my life. What about stopping the car?
Yeah.
We can have lunch, talk about, debate over the theology of healing the rest of our lives. Why don't we just lay our hands on the sick because we say we're believers? That's what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be fun. Probably three things will happen in the room. People will be instantly healed. Some people will feel the nose will be better. Some people, it'll seem like nothing changed in your body. Don't let that throw you. Stay in tune. Don't turn it into a point in time. Stay in tune. Listen to a few testimonies. Stay thankful. Don't turn inward and get self-focused. Here's what happens. People get scared to be prayed for because you know what they think? I wonder if I can pray for it, nothing happens. We don't want to pray because what if I pray enough now? It's no all self-conscious, nobody wants to get involved. Are you following me?
Yep.
Tonight, you watch what happens in this room. Nobody disconnects, no matter what group you end up in the first round of praying. Don't nobody disconnect. You say, wow, I haven't changed at all. Don't you say, well, you're right, I didn't know why I stood up. I knew I told myself, I'm never standing up. I'm never going to get right on my head. I'm not that far off. I've been around.
Yeah.
It's just sickening. Not tonight. Shh. Nothing. All I want out of every Christian tonight is all that you never come out of every Christian. Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you that you're so good. And thank you for what you're doing in my life.
Amen.
You're amazing. You're gracious and forever. Thanks for your health and stopping the wrath. You with me?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll take a few testimonies. The people that felt like nothing happened in their life are changed in their body. You listen to a few testimonies. Be thankful. Oh, God, you're really doing that. Man, they ain't making that up. I know they ain't going to give you $50 behind a closed door. Two, three, four testimonies. You keep listening and keep checking your body. I'm telling you, like popcorn in your bag, things will just keep changing.
Mm.
We might have a handful of hands right out of the gate. We might have three, four, five hands. And all of a sudden, we got six more to burn up. And now we got seven more. And we're like, where's all these hands keep coming from? Like popcorn in the bag.
Yes.
I see it all the time because it's who he is. So I don't have to conjure it. I can't produce it. I can just proclaim it.
Mm.
So y'all with me tonight? You want to get home? Do the same. We'll go on. There's two things you'll find when you pray for the sick. Lots of different sicknesses. But you'll find people that you pray for where if they were healed, they wouldn't really have any idea in the moment. They're standing in the grocery line and they're talking and they have migraines all the time, but they don't have one today. They're talking about being afraid they're going to have one tomorrow because it's due. You ever hear that stuff?
Yeah.
So you just tell them. Say, hey, I couldn't help you. You were just sitting in my heart and I said, yeah, it's crazy, man. It really leaps and blanks. It's terrible when they're talking and don't get thrown by that. Jesus is not, you know, when they're talking. It's all they know. Let's grow up past where people are. I pray for the sick in the streets, they get healed and say, what the blink did you just do?
That's right.
And it doesn't throw Jesus off. Is he shocked by that? No. He already knows it was coming. Or did they catch him off guard? Then let the Father go, and grab Jesus' ears. Or do you think he knew it was coming? And they were already here, so he's probably okay, so make sure you are. I parked my car, there was this guy walking down the street, and I listened towards ACL. I got talking to him, they wanted to do a surgery. He said, he's just hoping it gets better, but it don't matter well. I knelt down on the sidewalk, it freaked him out, he didn't like that. I was kneeling down on the sidewalk, it's waving him out. He's like, because the guy parks the car, kneels on the sidewalk to pray for him, he's like, tell him, man, what? I said, it's all right, man, you're alive. We prayed. And he turned and he walked and he laughed. What the fuck? It wasn't a good black either. Now, this is what I've never seen. I've never seen anybody go, and you pray for them, and they go, what the fuck? I never seen them go back home when they said black. I think he's good.
Yeah.
He was not shot by the lamb. He's not
afraid.
There you go. He healed him before he ever said it, and he knew it was coming.
Yep.
Why? Because the whole time the blood's been speaking back to him.
Yeah.
So you pray for the sick. You don't pray alone. Tonight we're going to do this real quick. It won't be ineffective. If you pray for somebody with mind, and they won't be able to tell you, you won't even know if they're healed except for simple faith in your heart. So we've got to learn to live by faith. It's more than a kind gesture.
Yeah.
Don't pick out people that wouldn't know if they were healed, because that's an easier road. Same faith. This isn't about you getting off the hook. It's about you releasing the kingdom.
Amen.
It's not about us, remember?
Amen.
Who in this room, if you were healed tonight, you have a condition. If you were healed, there'd be no way to know it in the moment because you need a test, time to tell you something internal, something that comes and goes. But you wouldn't really know. There'd be no way to testify to it with simple faith in your heart because the condition isn't an obvious impairment. Like last week, we had a Spanish fellow needed an interpreter. He tore his shoulder, but he could only go to here. And that's all he do. Now, who knows if he gets healed, he'll be able to go now.
Yeah.
It was just so fun. I'm not going into the story because I've been getting late here on me tonight. But your healer has a condition in your body. If you were healed, there'd be no way to know it right now in the moment. You need time to tell or to test. Just raise your hand high. Let us see him. Let everybody see him. They want to see who you are. If you're sitting near him, tap him, behind him, tap somebody, say, hey, I'm going to believe with you when this man prays. Just get somebody. Just tap somebody. Just leave your hand up until somebody taps you, then put your hand down. Just say, hey, you won't get up there. There's a guy there with his hand. Who else? Somebody has their hand up over here. Somebody run around from the congregation. Go over. Yeah, you can. Y'all there? All of us are back in the back. There's a guy with his hand. Just somebody go stand with him, please. Somebody got him? Good. All I want you to do, simple faith, believe two things. He finished the work for the redemption of man, the restoration. He forgave our sins, he heals our disease, and he loves the person. What he's never done on the belly cross. He loves the person. Right? Faith works through love. Faith doesn't work through me. Works through love. Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa. He heals because he loves. Father, in Jesus' name, just say this if you're standing with me. Say, be healed in Jesus' name. No more symptoms. Never return again. In the name of Jesus. Be whole. Father, we thank you for healing us. If you're being prayed for right now, say this in your heart. You don't have to say it out. If you're being prayed for, just say, Father, thank you. You love me. I know you love me. You never sent your son. You love me. You've never sent your son. I'm done questioning your love. I'm not letting the situation question that thing. Your love is settled. You've never sent your son. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, if that was our first group, what's our next group?
You will know.
You will know, right? It's very important that you cooperate now. Let's not come this far and go late. Don't come this far and back out now. Who here is in need of healing? And if you were healed tonight, you would definitely know it. Without exaggeration, you'd be able to check, inspect, your body would tell you you're healed.
You're right.
Raise your hands. If you can stand, stand. If you can't stand, don't stand. Just wave your hands so I know where you're at. You want to just stay right there? Yeah? You good standing? Good? Is there anybody else that can't stand? I got a lady in a chair, a wheelchair back here that I don't want to be missed. Someone's going to pray with her, right? Don't ever let the outward appearance of a situation throw you, because here's the deal. It's the price you pay. And you pay the same price for every situation. So there's a revelation that brings healing, okay?
Yeah.
You know how we get thrown by the magnitude of stuff?
Oh, yes.
He's teaching me in my life to not let anything matter. What he paid is enough. The poor Bethesda, whoever was healed of, whatever. We're in a new covenant, okay? I need you to stand to your feet if you need healing. Don't stay in your chair. Don't stay in your chair if you've got something in your physical body. Come on, I got a couple people holding out on me. You need to stand up and receive prayer. You got pains, you got degeneration.
There's
four people for sure, your bone in your knees, and you're still sitting. There's four of them. Let me know who you are. Stand up. Who's bone on bone and you just stood up? You? You're bone on bone? No, but you were holding out on me. Holding out on me? Okay, who else? I had four in my heart. I know it was four. Did I get my four? I got one, two, three. Were you? You were holding out? Oh, glory to God. I got another one. I got another one. I got seven people. You got arthritis pains in your body. Knuckles, elbows, joints, and right now you can feel it. It hurts. It aches. And you're still sitting in your chair. Don't sit this night. Yo, listen.
Amen.
Why would I be calling this stuff out? We already got plenty of people to pray for and sleep.
Yeah.
It's because it's real.
Yeah.
God doesn't want you missing the moment, and he has some passion.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, it's real. Who stood up for the arthritis thing? I need to see your hands. That you weren't up, and you stood up when I said it. Let me see your hands. I need at least seven. I got more than seven. I just went with seven, but it was more like 17. So, he's the whole now. You guys might be the first ones, man. Boom! That's just how Jesus is. Okay, here's what I need you to do. You stood up for prayer, raised one hand. This isn't a sign of worship or faith or anything. It's just so we locate you in any way. Raise your hand. Relax, please. You've got to participate. Now listen, the people sitting. Oh, I hope you're uncomfortable with this. The people sitting on my prayer team. And if you're nervous, I still want you on the team. Because you won't be overconfident yourself.
Amen.
If you say, I've never done this, that's amazing. Tonight would be a great night to get involved. So I need one-on-one till everybody's covered, the people sitting. Don't pray yet. We're going to do it together with a little instruction. Don't even pray. Just have fun. Go meet them. Say, hey, you're mine. I'm prepared to do it. If you've never done this, say, hey, I've never even done this before. Just go have fun. Find somebody. When they claim you, put your hand down. Only leave your hand up if you're waiting on someone. Leave your hand up till someone gets to you. Please don't be afraid. Participate. Have fun with this. This is going to teach, train, and empower. Find somebody. If you've never done this, this would be a good time to get involved. Are you covered? Covered? Is everybody covered? Are we still waiting? Somebody going to get with that young man over there?
Yes.
I think, okay, good. Is there anybody that we're missing? We got everybody? Okay. Okay, here's what we need to do. Now watch this. Watch this. Just 3 seconds. Ask them what they stood for so you know what you're praying for. 3 seconds. Give them a 3-second version. Not a life story. 3 seconds. Tell them what it is. Should be done. If you want to have a Christ, I was the one I got off Christ. So here's what to do in 6 seconds. Watch. Why are we going to pray this way? Matthew 17 says, if you have faith, you will say to the mountain move, and the mountain move, right? You're not asking God to heal. You're laying hands on the sick. There's an authority in a believer. It's not an arrogant, presumptuous thing. It's a scripture thing. Here's what you're going to do. Arthritis, you leave, all pain go, and never come back in Jesus' name. Something simple. 6 seconds. You can do this in 6 seconds. Simple thing. You can produce that, but you can believe that. And God loves people, and through Jesus Christ, you can come. You say, pain relief, or fresh you go. If you feel like it's hindered their mobility, mobility be restored in Jesus' name. Yeah? Who knows if you pray that in 6 seconds? If they tore a shoulder, if they have a herniated disc, if they have scoliosis, if they have something going on, if they can't see or they can't hear, hear, you hear. In the authority of Jesus' name. Last week, a lady had no hearing in her right ear. Boom, it popped right open. The week before, a boy was born with no hearing in his left ear. Boom, it popped right
Amen.
Open.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I had nothing to do with it. I'm just teaching a simple truth, and people got up and got involved. Now, that's what you're doing tonight. And if you had any idea how much Jesus likes this. Those couple words I got from people, you see how quick they jumped up? You just do it, and I felt good. I felt like we could move on. But isn't that amazing that I said, bone on bone and knees, and boom, and they got up, and they're raised. Who's giving me that inspiration? So who's excited about this moment? We already had plenty of people to pray for. Are y'all ready? So here's what I'm going to do. I know you don't believe this, but in a second, I'm going to get totally quiet, and I ain't going to speak for 6 seconds. I know that. And I can do this. What I want you to do is pray for your person. You know, 6 seconds isn't a legal thing. If you're not quite wrapped up, in about 6 seconds, I'm going to say, okay, guys, wrap it up. So I want you to start like this. They told you they have a messed up rotator cuff, and they tore their labral muscle, and they can't lift their shoulder. Shortened, be completely healed and restored total mobility in Jesus' name. Who knows you do that in 6 seconds? I usually add, Father, thank you for your love after Jesus' name, just because I think Father's love is so important to people.
Yes.
So anyway, you guys are going to do this for 6 seconds. After we pray, the people being prayed for, I just want you to do one thing. Just while the person's praying for 6 seconds, just believe he loves you or he can never sin. Then stop saying, well, if God loved me, then how come? Whoa, 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 whoa. Shh. If God did love you, glad he sent his son.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then stop asking the wrong questions from frustration. And then start finding the truth for that. If he didn't love you, why he sent his son? Are you all ready?
Yeah.
After they pray, you thank God he loves you. Then I want you, with no exaggeration, I want you to seriously, sincerely check your situation. Mm-hmm. When you know you're healed, I don't want presumption, exaggeration. I don't want you to look at the big brown eyes of the girl and pray with you and think, I can't tell her I'm still that would be called lying. Totally unchristian. We want you well, not making the person think you can feel better through a lie. So I want you to check your body as soon as you know you're healed to let me know, okay? Take your time to make sure you know and let me know.
Good.
If you don't notice your body change, don't disconnect, don't shift, or spin your mind. Just thank him that he loves you, check you a little more, listen to your testimonies, and we'll go from there, okay? Y'all ready?
Right.
You didn't forget what you're praying for, right? Look at them and make them feel real nervous. Like, look at them like they're special with the blood of Jesus. Look at them through the eyes of someone. So just, are y'all ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready?
6 seconds. Say to the mountain, give them the kingdom. And let's watch what Jesus does in the spirit. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Go. Give them the kingdom. That's so good. Okay, so to wrap that up right now. He loves him in Jesus' name. Amen. Start wrapping that prayer up. Start wrapping that prayer up. If you're being prayed for, thank God that he loves you. Yeah, thank God that he loves you. Or you have never sinned his son. Yeah, start wrapping it up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Okay, guys, the people prayed for, with no exaggeration, start checking your bodies out, whatever it was, whatever it was. Start checking your bodies all over the room. As soon as you know you're healed, I need to know who you are. Let me know. For sure? For sure.
Amen.
Good. That's good. For sure? You're healed? For sure. Good. Check your bodies. Let me know when you know. You know for sure, okay? Absolutely?
Amen.
Keep checking your bodies. There's things going on all over the room. Don't jump ship if you're not feeling changed. Don't strive. There ain't enough cheers, striving, or all that. Don't go there. Just thank God he's good.
Yeah.
Anybody else? You know, for sure. Good.
Amen.
You too? God too? Okay. Yeah?
Amen.
Okay, awesome. Anybody else? You're finding out your body's changed. You know it? What's that?
No fire.
No?
It was burning.
What was that from? Intestinal?
Leprosy.
Really?
And this is bad.
It was always inflamed?
Ever since 11 years of age. And I'm looking
Wait. Yeah. You had a burning sensation since you were 11?
No. I just had the first
Oh, the sign of it. How long has that burning been going on?
This has been burning years.
Years?
How many?
Four.
I would say more than five.
More than 5 years, 24
Thank you, Jesus.
Always there, burning.
Wow. No, comes and goes.
Okay, but burning tonight.
Burning tonight.
Completely left when she prayed. Or they prayed. When they left. When they prayed.
Yes.
Strong. Lift your hands to our church. Let's leave some. Father, we thank you. Not one church of this will ever come back.
Yeah.
Not one more symptom.
That's right.
Not one more trace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not one more burning.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your holiness in our lives. Because you're giving me life.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want this to see our lady at Mission Field over here. She looks serious. Is that you? Yeah, tell us what happened.
I had a bad nerve right here. I haven't been able to move
over. Sciatic? Was it aching down your leg? When, right before they played? Didn't you stretch your toe? No way. There was no way you were doing that without suffering and hurting. That's so good. You see how excited she is? You think she made that up? You think I sold her $20 in the morning?
Yeah.
Who else? You know you were healed when we prayed. You know you were healed. Go ahead. What's up?
I had a thing where an egg would run away from out of nowhere, and I felt kind of bloody from it. But when they prayed for me, I felt like something came from here.
Wow.
It's just not there.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not there. Who else? Who else? You know you were healed when we prayed. Shout it out loud.
I had a migraine headache all day long.
All that, even through my big shirt? That bugs me. Go ahead.
On the way up here, maybe the Lord will heal me while I'm up here.
Amen.
She was speaking a while ago, I felt like a cooling sensation. And then when she prayed for me, it went away completely.
Amen.
That's the way to go. Let's hear it all day. Anybody else want to share something? What happened to you, sir?
I suffered a stroke about 2 years ago. Taking my right side.
Yeah. My leg is special. You can lift.
What'd
you say?
I don't feel
it
in my leg
again. She's
got
feeling. What about strength, mobility? Was all that affected from the stroke? Do you feel any change that way? Do you feel any change that way? Yeah, you didn't have that kind. You couldn't put that pressure and feel nothing, and so that thing just came alive, and you feel, and it has. Yeah, that's so beautiful. How long has it been done? 2 years.
Wow.
Jesus, good. 6 seconds, guys. Simple prayer.
Wow.
You say, well, what about the other people? What about, well, wait a minute, let's keep building on what he's doing. Watch. If we step out and start believing at some level, look what starts to happen at some level.
Right.
If we keep debating over it, talking about it, and fighting over it, guess what happens?
No. Right.
Is there anybody else who wants to testify? We're here when we pray. We know something changed when we pray. Yeah?
All my joints were hurting.
Okay. It's released. Let me ask you this quick, one more time. Who in the room, we prayed for you. You feel somewhat better. You didn't raise your hand because you're not all the way better, but you know something changed somewhat. He shot right up. There's one. Look at all these. Let me see your hands. This is awesome. That's awesome. Just movement. That's God. Here's what I want to encourage you to do, and I'm going to move on to the next level. If your person's still here, raise your hand again. If you know you're somewhat changed, you just didn't testify because it's not all the way, so you didn't testify. Okay? Look around at their hand. If that's your person, go run and say, hey, let's just pray for 100%. And what you do is you thank God for what he did, and that you believe is a finished work, and you tell that situation to completely change, so all pain go, all ability be restored, whatever's involved, okay? You can go do that right now. Here's my last question. Who we pray for in the room, and you feel like, even though we shared some testimonies, you can check in your body, it's still the same, nothing has changed yet in your situation. Let us see your hands. Look around. Is that your person? Keep your hands up. Keep it up. Is your person still here? The person that prayed for y'all here? Get your person. Now watch. Don't switch people. Say, hey, I was the lady that prayed for that lady. No. I've been around us. I know how we pray. Now watch. Watch. Don't switch people. And people, don't change your prayer. Don't change your prayer. Don't grab for straws. That's where we get in trouble. It's not works. It's simple faith. So whatever you prayed the first time, genuinely pray, I want you to believe that same thing. Speak to the condition, tell it to go. Okay? Now these are only the people that nothing changed yet. It was what? About 10 of you? I don't know. Hey, raise your hands again so I can see who we're looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10 people. Okay. Now here's what we're going to do. Your same person, right? 6 seconds, just pray the same general prayer without grabbing for straws, same simple thing, and Jesus is love for the individual. Would you do it? And then I'm going to check and see what happens when there's 10 people. Go ahead, pray. Right now. 6 seconds, go for it. Oh, yeah, back there too. Yeah. Jesus, never. Thank you, Father. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, you can wrap that up right now. And if we're praying for you, you just thank God that he loves you, or he'd have never sent his son. Those people that got somewhat healed in the group right before, you raised your hand and got somewhat healed. Did anybody get even better the second time around? You? All the way? All the way. Yeah, I can see it in your face. And the first time, it was what, about 60%? 50 to 60%. And the second time, completely gone. Yeah?
Amen.
That's good. So here's a sign. This is Jesus teaching us that faith isn't a point in time. It's a position in your heart. You just keep believing. When do you stop believing? When do you let go? When do you not believe he's good? Why don't you believe grace is moving and falling? You lay hands on the sick, and the sick what? Shall recover. So here's a lady that felt somewhat 50% healed. Testimonies, check her body. We just prayed one more time. Boom. She's all the way healed. Anybody else in that group change? The people that somewhat healed? Anybody more? Or all the way?
Amen.
A whole lot more. Ooh. How about you, kiddo?
Me, yes.
Completely healed.
I can't even feel the grinding in my
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You can't even feel the grinding? You have grinding? It's not even there. Oh,
amen.
No, that's just beautiful. That's redemption. That's redemption. Oh, that's so good. She said she can't even find the grinding that was in the bone on the situation. Oh, Jesus. Anybody else? Come around and get changed more.
This one. Blessed of God. Pray for me. Bone on bone, right knee, feeling much better.
Bone on bone, feeling
shoulders,
much better.
Two tears, my rotator cuff. Arthritis, both there. Ears, I can't hear. Doing better.
You feeling good?
Doing better.
Yeah?
Doing better.
Okay. How about my group of 10 or 11 people? Nothing had changed. changed the first time? I'm just talking to that group. Anything changed that last time we prayed in anybody? Somewhat, all the way, or somewhat? Anybody?
Somewhat.
What's that mean in your situation? Just to help us understand.
Toxins and pain in my joints.
Okay, you have pain in your joints. All through, or is it mainly right here?
Mainly this.
Yeah, you're really focusing right there. She just feels a little alleviated.
Yeah.
Stretch your hands to her. Who prayed for her? Yeah, somebody grab her. We want you girls to pray. Stretch your hands, guys. Let's believe right now. So really, let's believe right now.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God comes upon her. One of you ladies, tell all that pain to leave her body right now. Just take a lead. Just speak it out.
Man, the Lord runs by and leaves now.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Father. God, worship you. Thanks for your love. Thank you, God. Don't make anything up. Just talk to me. Don't feel under pressure. Just be honest and talk to us.
There's still some pain.
Okay.
But it's better.
When you say better, what's that mean? Like just percentage-wise, it went away some. It feels more loose. You can do more without paying
more
the price.
Less without pain. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just a tinge.
Okay.
Just a tinge.
A little tinge. Is it going away?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Is it almost completely gone or is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
It is gone, yeah. We're not making that up. Okay, I know what you have those wonderful things.
Those are
is
mine.
That hers? Okay.
She can't stand.
You can't stand?
Not well.
Do you feel any change in your body at all?
Yeah, it got worse.
What's that?
It got worse.
When they prayed?
Yeah. As soon as you started to pray, that you announced prayer.
When things get worse, it's usually spiritual. That doesn't mean you're possessed. It means it's an affliction. It's an afflicting spirit. It's just an infirmity.
Yeah.
We have a phrase back home. We say, if you move, you lose. Because Jesus told infirmities to leave.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to address it as an infirmity. It's an afflicting spirit. Sometimes they attach to diagnoses.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have an accident. The doctor says in 3 years, you'll be rid of arthritis. And in about 2.5, it's already coming. And it's actually afflicting spirits that attach to diagnoses because they go undetected. And we're just going, following suit, and getting what we were expecting or what the doctor said. And the whole time it's an afflicting spirit. There's no way that physical sickness can intensify just when you're talking about prayer and praying, and there's no way it can move. I've prayed for people where the sickness will try to run the other side of the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah? Who prayed for her? Touch her, and some of you just surround her. Stretch your hands to this lady. Tell the infirmity. You say infirmity and affliction, you leave her. Yeah. Spirit of affliction, you go. Infirmity, you leave. Sorry, you're fine.
Ah!
Infirmity, you go. Affliction, you leave. In the authority of Jesus' name, come out of it. Let her go. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, leave. And never, ever touch her again. Father, thank you. Yeah, Spirit of God, come. Holy Spirit, thank you. Just come. And go right through her. Can you say this with me? Say Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Say thank you. It's all right. You can say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for loving me, Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you that I'm free.
Thank you that I'm free.
That I'm yours.
That I'm yours.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Come.
Come.
And flow right through me.
And flow right through me.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Unhindered.
Unhindered.
In every way you desire.
In every way that you desire.
Because you love me. Come on, you believe that.
Me.
It's time for you to believe this. Because you love me.
Because you love me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For strengthening my legs.
For strengthening my legs.
And strengthening my body.
And strengthening my body.
And freedom.
And freedom.
In every way.
In every way.
I'm done fearing.
I'm done fearing.
I'm done fretting.
I'm done fretting.
I'm believing.
I'm believing.
You're always in me.
You are always in me.
And always with me.
And always with me.
Love
you.
Love you. I want you to change your body.
Don't be afraid. You've learned to live a little defensive.
I totally have, yes.
I need you to check your body. Don't do anything crazy. Just check your body without being afraid.
The nerve pain has, the fire has stopped.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just need you to take your time. Stretch a little. Stretch your hands. Keep praying for her, people. It's all right. Move your legs a little. Get yourself in there for a bit.
Yeah.
Jesus' name, thank you. Say thank you, Father, for loving me.
Thank you, Father, for loving me.
Thank you that I'm free.
Thank you that I'm free.
I am not afraid.
I am
not afflicted.
I am not afraid and I'm not afflicted.
I am free. I am free.
I am free.
Now just talk to me without exaggeration. What's going on in your body? What are you feeling compared to what you normally experience and feel? Is there any extra liberty, freedom, mobility? Do you seem the same? Talk to me.
It's about the same. Besides the severe shooting down my left
leg.
That's
not there.
That, no.
That's beautiful.
No, yeah.
That's right.
And I'm standing.
That's right.
Okay, but that you come on that.
I have not been able to bend my knee for a couple
of years. Okay, are you bad yet? You're walking through. Woo! Make this up. He's talking a little bit more. Just a little bit. Start believing, guys, that her foot means a lot. Okay, that's okay. Jesus knows all that. Just wholeness. Just declare wholeness, guys. Would you have, before we prayed and went through the sexual link and just spend the time with you, would you have ever get up and just walk that free?
No.
No way. You know her. Would she just do that?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I want you to focus on freedom. Believe in this gospel that you're back in the presence of God, okay? I want you to do this for me. Lift your hands to heaven.
Yeah.
Say, Father,
Father,
I believe that you love me.
You love me.
That I am worth the blood of Jesus. That your spirit is upon me.
Your spirit is upon me.
That your grace is working mightily.
Your grace is working mightily.
And you're making all things new.
And you're making all things
new. I do not believe lies. I am not bound.
You're not bound.
I am free.
I am free.
Because I'm yours.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for loving me. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
come.
Amen.
Fill me, flood me, and empower me.
Empower
me. Yeah, that's really good.
Hallelujah!
Holy Spirit, come. Thank you more. More, Lord.
Jesus.
More. Yeah. Come on, I want you to sit down. I don't want you to be distracted. I need to pray for your bed. Yeah, please. Holy Spirit, just come more. More. Thank you, God. Go deeper. Thank you. That's so good. And empower her.
Yes.
Freedom like she's never known.
Yes.
Let every day be so different than the day she's known. Let the truth explode in her heart and let it show from her countenance. And let her body be revealed.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. God, I thank you that night time is no twilight. I thank you night time is a blessing. No, listen, I hear this. I know when I hear the Lord. Night time is not to be feared or dreaded. You embrace the nighttime in His presence. And thank Him that He'll hold you all through the night. And you'll wake up rested, knowing you're His. Nighttime is not a dread from this night forward. In Jesus' name. That was one of the biggest deals. I saw it. Right. Come on, hear that. No more. Okay. Guys. This is just a small example of what's available in Him.
Yes.
If you just keep believing, you'll change your mind.
Yes.
If you keep changing your mind, how will we ever grow up in Him?
No more.
You raised your hand back there when he said you're doing a little better. What's going on back there? It's okay. Okay. Oh, you're the young lady Jay was talking about. You all been praying for, believe it. He bragged on you.
He just bragged on me.
So you've been just believing for God to keep restoring you. Because you're feeling change as people need. So folks have been loving on you and praying, and you're just going after God. He just bragged on you. Yeah, he likes you all. Can you all stretch your hands to her? Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in her young life. She was born with a condition. She told me, right? You said born. See, there was a man at the gate of beautiful. He was born a certain way. And Jesus changed that. So it's not false hope. It's not wrong to go after this. What's wrong is to let the thing you're going through dictate you, your comments, your mother, your life. See? But the whole time, we let Jesus decide that, and we go after what he paid for.
Yeah.
We go after what's possible.
Yeah.
So just as you're stretching your hands and praying, just pray for grace on her, that God keep doing what he's doing, and feeling keep being restored, mobility keep being restored, and that God do what only God does. Okay? So we're just blessing you. Your mind is loving on you, right?
Yeah.
So we just bless her, Father. We bless her, Father. Yeah. We bless her. Be completely, completely made whole. Legs come alive and be strengthened. You be restored in the authority of Jesus' name. You find strength in the living God. Father, thank you. We just release grace over her. Holy Spirit, come and do what only you do. Because you're good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay? I'm just going to just keep believing. I'm going to see you probably again this weekend, right? So don't mind me checking in with you, talking to you, just finding out what's going on. You all good with that? Okay? Guys, I know we got late. I took a long time. I'm kind of like a teacher, right? Girl, without exaggeration, this room is still here. You know, things got better, or it was made whole. Got better, or it was made whole. Like this year, I know a lot of people left that is to God.
Amen.
Now watch. If we're not praying and believing and we're just thinking about it, we don't have all these hands.
No,
do you see all these hands?
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be tired of that. Be excited about it.
Yes.
Amen? Yeah. Yeah. So we love you tomorrow, if you want to, 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow night at 6:30. And Sunday at 10. We love you. Can I just dismiss? We love you. Hug somebody. Make a friend.